Today from the Ohio Newsroom, the surging cost of foster care.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. In Lucas County, home to the city of Toledo, the cost to place kids in foster care is skyrocketing. The county now pays about $21 million a year to place kids in the system. That's $9 million more than just a few years ago, an increase of 77%. Randy Muth is the executive director of Lucas County Children's Services.
We start our budget process, and I realize we're not going to make it. We're not going to make it till our next levy.
The spike is the result of a piece of federal legislation passed in 2018 called the Family First Prevention Services Act, and it's impacting children's services agencies all over the state. Scott Britton is the assistant director for the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio, and he's been following this issue. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Erin.
So what is the Family First Prevention Services Act? What was it intended to do?
The Family First Act had the best of intentions. It wanted to provide the first opportunity to use federal funds for preventing kids from coming into foster care instead of just paying foster care costs after they'd been removed from their families. And then it also wanted to make it more difficult to draw down federal funds for kids who were placed in residential care. We know that kids do better when they grow up in families rather than in institutions. And the act's aim was really to disincentivize the placement of kids in these congregate care facilities.
Got it. So it had very good intentions, but how is it raising foster care placement costs at the county level?
The devil's always in the details. On the front end with the prevention services, these services need to be evidence-based, which tend to make them much more expensive to start up and to staff. So we have not drawn down as much funding from the feds on the prevention side as what was maybe envisioned. And then on the placement side for residential facilities, they created a lot of hurdles to place kids in residential facilities, from special assessments to judicial engagement. And all of that has ended up costing a lot more without that federal reimbursement to help the counties.
Okay. And can you give us an idea of the extent that foster care placement costs are rising across the state? It sounds like this isn't unique to just Lucas County.
No, it really is across the state. We've seen in the first 3 years of Family First implementation, at least a $15 million loss in federal Title IV-E drawdowns to Ohio. That's because of the hoops, the hurdles that I mentioned earlier. If we don't get that assessment within 30 days, if we don't get a judge to okay the placement within 60 days, if the facility doesn't meet certain standards, then we lose federal reimbursement. And it's been a $15 million cost shift across the state.
Are counties equipped to handle rising costs? What happens if the costs don't go down?
Counties in Ohio rely more heavily on local dollars to pay for children's services than almost any other state in the nation. And Family First has exacerbated that. I mean, we're fortunate that under Governor DeWine's leadership, the state has continued to increase its investment in children's services. And we're very grateful that voters continue to support property taxes at the local level for children's services. But we know that property tax reform is on the horizon, and we're a little concerned about what that might mean for our counties to be able to keep pace with these rising costs.
Okay, Scott Britton with the Public Children's Services Association of Ohio. Thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.